In Parshas Bishalach, an exciting parsha for us all, it's Yitzeas Mitzrayim. The parsha that daily, these parshas HaTorah, that daily we put on tefillin, remembering the parshas. Mezuzah, remembering these parshas HaTorah. Kiddush, these parshas. Yom Tov, these parshas. The parshas of Yitzeas Mitzrayim. And the pasuk says, Vayikach Moishes Atzmus Yosef. At this moment of Yitzeas Mitzrayim, Moshe takes the bones of Yosef HaTzadik imoy. He takes the bones of Yosef HaTzadik with him. Ki ashbeya ashbiyas b'nei Yisrael. Because Yosef, a double lashon of shvois, he swore klal Yisrael, which Chazal explained to us that he swore his brothers to make their children swear. So he had his brothers swear, but he knew they wouldn't be alive. So swear to me that you'll make your children swear to you that when Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim, you'll take my bones along. That's the Ishbei Ashbia, the double Lashon. Leimar Pakad Yifkad Elikim Eschem. What's the double Lashon? Pakad Yifkad. Some Rishonim learn it means he certainly will free you. A double Lashon is Vaday. Many Rishonim learn, Pakad Yifkait is Vaday. Hashem is certainly going to redeem you. Others learn, Pakad Yifkait, the double Lashon is you'll be freed, but a deeper level of freeing. You can get out, but Shvach HaMaisas. That's Pakad, you'll get out. The technicality, Pari will, okay, gradi you're free. Yifkait is with Ashiras. Pakad Yifkait, you'll have a redemption on top of redemption. You'll get free and you'll be rich. Now, why would he say here that you'll be rich? That's his whole point. You're going to get freed and be rich. And I ask you, even though you're going to be busy with wealth, halisem esatzmoisai mizetchem, take my bones out together with you, Klal Yisrael. Please take out my bones. Hagam, you're going to get very rich. And you're going to be busy with wealth. Please remember to take my bones. You're going to be very busy. Pakad Yifkaid. A double lashon of freeing. You're not just going to be freed, you're going to be made wealthy. So the Pakad Yifkaid, I ask you to please remember my bones. So that sets up the Gemara Saita. The Gemara Saita, Daf Yud Gimel. Tan Rabbanan, Bavira. Come and see kama chavivas mitzvahs al Moshe Rabbeinu. How precious are mitzvahs to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael kula nisasku bebiza. Klal Yisrael was busy with the booty. Vuhu nisasek bemitzvahs. And he was busy with mitzvahs. Shenemar chacham levikach mitzvahs. And that's the Pakad Yifkai. Hashem's going to give you big ashiras. And you're going to be collecting ashiras. Please remember me. So that's the Gemara Saita. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. A kasha on the Gemara site, and don't settle for a simple teretz. The kasha is an eisen akasha. Is the Gemara site, the Gimel says that Moshe Rabbeinu, look how chaviv mitzvahs are. Bavirei the chavivas of mitzvah Moshe. All Yisrael was Isaac and Biza, and he was Isaac and mitzvahs. Frekzel Hakasha, all of Klal Yisrael had a mitzvah. B'matusa minaychu, Hashem said to Moshe, do me a favor. And ask a Gemara Brachas, ask Klal Yisrael, I beg you, please ask Klal Yisrael to get money on the way out of Mitzrayim. It's not even what we wanted to do. We were acceding to the request of Hashem. So we were orangutan chayim olin a mitzvah. So what does it mean, bavirei? Kol Yisrael was Isaac in the Biza, and he's Isaac in mitzvahs. We were also Isaac in a mitzvah. We were asked to take from the Biza. We were also Isaac in a mitzvah. It's a Pella. Kol Yisrael nis'asku ba'biza, and he's Isaac in mitzvahs. We were Isaac in a mitzvah too. We were Isaac in the mitzvah of taking Biza, like Hashem asked us. Matusa minaychu, I ask you a favor to have Klal Yisrael. A plea. Really a plea on the Gemara Saita. Does this Gemara Saita argue on the Gemara Brachas? The Gemara Brachas says that Hashem was Mitzavah. Someone at time, it's Machlaikis, this Chazal's against that, Machlaikis. But it's a Pella because the Psukim Amash Hashem asked us to take. The Psukim, it's Kemat, that Gemara Brachas, Kemat Pshat in the Psukim, which say Hashem says to Moshe, please take Biza from the Mitzrayim. It's Kemat Psukim, so that maybe does this Gemara Saita learn those Psukim differently? It's also not Mistaber two stam gemaras make a machloikis? It could be. The kasha is an eisen kasha. Someone attained the easier and harder mitzvahs. Yeah, within mitzvahs, very not mistaber in the lashon gemara. It's a shver pshat. I saw people say this pshat, very shver pshat in the lashon gemara. Someone attained, it's an easier mitzvah. And mitzvah, but you're getting money. He's busy in a harder mitzvah. It's a nice idea and good musar. In the lashon gemara, it's ganz not mistaber. Kol Yisrael nisasku ba'biza v'hu nisasik ba'mitzvahs. Doesn't say a hard mitzvah. It says they would be busy with mitzvah. Ken Zayim Wikatayin, the kasha is a very strong kasha. And it says this is a lesson, Maish. Bavirei the chavivus of mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael's in the biza and he's in a mitzvah. You could tain a very stark pshat that of course they were Isaac in a mitzvah, Klal Yisrael. Of course. It means for Maisha it wasn't a mitzvah. If Maisha would have done it, so Kol Yisrael was Isaac in Ibiza, which Avada was a mitzvah. Maisha wasn't mitzvah in that, because it could be a container. Remember why they got Biza? Hashem said, I said Arba Me'ashana, that there'll be Bavadim V'inu'aysam, Acha Ken Yetzir B'chosh Gadol. So could be the mitzvahs only to people who were in Inui. Maisha Rabbeinu was in the palace of the Melech. He wasn't in Inui. Could be the whole Shevet Levi, but certainly Maisha Rabbeinu wasn't in the Inui. So Maisha could be at no Chiyuv. So could be, you could read in the Gemara, all of Klal Yisrael was Isaac and Biza, and him in a mitzvah, not they weren't doing a mitzvah. For him to do that wouldn't have been a mitzvah. But who says mitzvahs is, he did mitzvahs, he could have taken Biza, which for him wouldn't have been a mitzvah. Again, in the Lush, Revezi is not having it. In the Lashna Gemara, it says, Klai Yisrael's Isaac Bebiza and him in mitzvahs doesn't mean that they weren't in mitzvahs. It means that for him to do that wouldn't have been mitzvahs. So you see, to do what they do wouldn't have been a mitzvah for him. Which I want to tain a chacham levikach mitzvahs. If I'm right, Revezi doesn't like it, I hear why. He's saying shtark. Maybe I like it better than the other pshat.
Yeah, me too.
But I Revezi's tiny, it still says Klal Yisrael was in Biza and him in mitzvahs. I'm saying for him to do that would have been Biza. Because he wasn't mitzvah. So Kol Yisrael was Isaac Mibiza, what for him would be Biza. Avada, if they were doing it because for them it's mitzvahs. So then I want a tiny stam. See, Moshe Rabbeinu is such. What's the Gemara saying? Chacham Levi, smart people do mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu gave up a lot of money for mitzvahs. So I'm not trying to make light of that. You know, you have to be careful when you say that. Isn't that obvious? Nothing's obvious. You see people all the time running after money. So nothing's obvious. Nothing's obvious, and there's a pshat to the Gemara. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu gave up a lot of money. But I am like rather surprised. The Gemara's like, Bavirei, check this out. Are you shocked yet? He gave up money. Good. Moshe Rabbeinu gives up a lot of money. I'm not trying to. What I want to say is, Shtickle, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah, and the Chavibus of Mitzvahs that you find your mitzvahs. That's the what's the Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs? Because you don't imitate another person. Gans Klal Yisrael is taking Biza, which for them is a mitzvah. But for you, that's only Nar Biza. Chacham Lev takes his mitzvah. That's already Bavarei the Chavivus of a mitzvah to find your own mitzvah. That's the Chachmas HaLev. What they're all doing, it is wonderful. But the Chachmas HaLev is not to follow the crowd. It's to say, but what's my mitzvah? For them, it's Givaldik. That's what they're supposed to do. But to see when you have a Chavivus HaMitzvahs, you look for your mitzvah. Maybe that's the chiddush of the Gemara, the chavivus hamitzvah, that he found his mitzvah. The chacham lev yikach mitzvahs is to find your mitzvah. A lot of people doing something, it's doch gewaldig. That's great, that's their mitzvah. Chacham lev yikach mitzvahs, your tzivui. Find your tzivui. I remember a year, I couldn't go dance with the Sefer Torah. Somebody, I had to attend, somebody was sick. I wish I studied this chazal better. Chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. For them, it's dancing for the Torah. For me, because that's not where I'm mitzvah to be. It's a party. Chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. Find your mitzvah. For you, that jumping around. Clap. For you to do that would not be a mitzvah. For Moshe Rabbeinu to do what they were doing would be an action of biza. That's the Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs. Kula niskasku babiza, for what for him would amount to biza. I don't know, again, Rebezi doesn't like it. I'm saying kula niskasku babiza means for them it was a mitzvah. It, what would amount for him as being Isaac and biza. Was not buying. I don't have pshat. The cash is, I don't know, I don't have enough. It's, if somebody asks, I don't have a good pshat in the Chazal. No, I don't have a good pshat that they weren't, they were Isaac in the midst. They were mitzvah. I don't have a good pshat. The pshat here might be they were Isaac. What would be for him? Kulam nisasku babiza. What for him would amount to biza? This pshat moves me a lot. I don't know if it's pshat. I'm not trying to shtup. I'm trying to learn a Chazal. It moves me because this is so relevant to our lives. There are many things. For them, dancing with the Torah is for a mitzvah. For me, leaving the chayla that I was mitzvah, it would have been partying. Kula nisasku, what for me would be a party. And instead, that's the chacham lev yikach mitzvahs, that you find your tzivui. It's not Moshe gave up millions of dollars. He had the understanding what his tzivui is. Another person would follow the crowd. Would follow the crowd. The Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs takes his tzivui and asks himself, what's my tzivui? Because for me to do what they're doing with Mamisha Party Baalma, because that's not my tzivui. That's.
A Klal Yisrael was instructed to the
reason,
not individual. So the mitzvah on
Klal Yisrael, so come out home. Intelligent. There's a famous story with the Shagasariya and the Gra. Famous story, and Yumechavin to the Shagasarya. They had a famous interaction on another Shaila. Reb Yitzchak's Tainig Eisen. Reb Yitzchak says that Biza, no one person was Mitzuvah in the Biza. So Nisasku be Biza, Agam there was a Tzivoy on Biza, but who said it had to be you? This Mitzvah, Yikach Atzmas Yosef, Bias Bnei Yisrael, everybody was Mitzuvah. Not maybe Hashem never said Klal Yisrael take biza. He asked a favor that they have to go. There has to be a kim of Yetzir B'chosh Gadol. Somebody do it. Was the tzivui? That's a Yitzchak Zataina. The tzivui of taking the Sifurnu says Moshe Rabbeinu since he was the Nasi Yisrael. That says Klal Yisrael did it. So there was a tzivui on Klal Yisrael. So he says, the Chacham Levika, if one thing you mechuyev to do, one thing somebody has to do, so let somebody else do that and do it mechuyev. Maybe. Maybe. The cash is, it's like a, there's not a light cash. It's a Gemara, Saita. I'm going to leave, I want to speak about something tonight, very specific. This kasha, I don't want to pass by, we'll learn this pasuk another point, but this kasha is an eisen, a kasha. Don't accept the light teretz. I'm right now have no teretz, to be honest. Like Yitzchak, there's something what he's saying. This word I'm saying, klape him was biza. Rebezi's not having it. It says, klal yisos nesask biza. The kasha is an eisen, a kasha, Moshe Chaim. It's not an easy kasha. The Gemara is saying that klal yisos was just nesasku biza, and he was doing mitzvahs. And in contrast, they were doing gatzivui. It's a big cash. It's not pashut. Again, the terutzim I saw written b'chsav from not from a heintegut. A heintegut would also be big. I'm not making light of anybody who said smaller mitzvahs, bigger mitzvahs, easier. It's not. The Gemara. You have to read a Gemara. Doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. So what the terutz is? This word I'm saying b'derech efshar that for Moshe they were Isaac. What for Moshe would amount to biza? Yeah, maybe. The pshat I'm saying has a cost in life. It says something because what a whole crowd's mitzvah for you might just be biza. That's chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. This is definitely a truth of Gabriel. We have to ask ourselves, what's my mitzvah? And a whole chevra could be doing something. The whole place is going to achnas to save a Torah, and a guy has a family member sick. So, to you, they're all partying. Avada that Isaac mitzvah, but Chacham Levi asks, what's my mitzvah? It's a wichtige point. I just don't know if that's the Gemara saying. You can't say what you want. Maybe. That's the only pshat I have right now. If you're still bothered, Ashrecha, don't take easy answers. If somebody would come back to me, somebody would come back. I have an old chaver, Talmud Chacham Muflig. It's embarrassing. He listens to the shiurim. There are many people, big people here. We're trying to learn together. He's much, much bigger. He's a shasyid. He's a Reish Kol of Bnei Brak. I didn't know he was listening to shiurim. He listened. He wrote me answers and explained mistakes I made. He's a Talmud Chacham Muflig. He said, I see you never, a certain source, I have to recorrect things. Well, we have to learn more years now because I have things to correct. The Talmud Chacham Muflig. Somebody who learned with Reb Chaim Knievsky learned in Kol Chaznish for years. The Talmud Chacham Muflig. So he corrected. He said, I see you didn't look this up, that up. I have to look up better. I'm learning this Gemara Saita inside. He's listening. So he'll tell us a pshat. I don't know pshat in the Gemara Saita. If somebody could share a pshat, we need a pshat. I don't have pshat. I'm not looking to shtup. I'm looking to learn. Somebody tells me pshat in Gemara Saita, Klaus is Isaac and busy, and he's Isaac and mitzvahs. Klaus is doing a mitzvah. I don't know. We have to harv geshmak on the pshat. So the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was getting atzmas Yosef. And what I want to think about, this is the moment of Yetzia. What's happening? Now, it really makes matters more confusing, Moshe. Every one of the Shvatim's bones were taken out. How do I know that? Rashi says that. Because he says, V'alisim esatzmoisai mizeh itchem, says Rashi, the word itchem is extra. Because pakad yifkad alkim eschem. Hashem's going to free you and take my bones. The itchem is totally extra and the mizeh. Mizeh and itchem are both completely extra. They have no mashmois. In pshat, he says, he took Yosef's bones, for Yosef had sworn his brothers to swear their children that Hashem's going to free you, Eschem, free you, Eschem, you. So it means you're going to leave and take my bones, Etchem, with you. You just said you're going to leave, Eschem. Eschem means you're going to leave. Balisim, please take my bones, Etchem, with you. The Etchem's extra. The Mizeh from Mitzrayim, he said, Hashem's going to free you. We know where they are. I mean, that's been a lot of parashas there in Mitzrayim. The Mizeh and Itchem are superfluous. And we're going to answer both those words. But the Itchem, says Rashi, means the bones of the other Shvatim were taken out also. Reuven, Shem, and Levi, anybody who's learned Gemara knows the whole time Yehuda's Atzamais were rolling around. Kol Mem Shana Bamidbar. The Atzmas Yehuda were rolling around in Aron. Atzmas Yehuda. You see all the bones of the Shvatim. Shevet Reuven took out Reuven's bones. Every Shevet, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, every Shevet took out that Shevet's bones. So what's this with Yosef Atzadik? Vayikach is Atzmas Yosef. And fascinating, every Shevet, the Shevet took out L'chayra, their own Shevet's bones. And Klal Yisrael take out Yosef's bones. What, there's something mystical going on here. All the Shvatim's bones were taken out. But there's a Hadgasha on Klal Yisrael, take out the bones of Yosef. That's on Gans Klal Yisrael. L'chaira, every Shevet made their own Shevet swear, take out my bones. They all did it. What's the pshat that Yosef's bones was mitzvah on Gans Klal Yisrael? What is that? What is this Vayikach es Atzmas Yosef? It's time we all learn Chumash as kids. What's happening? What's this Atzmas Yosef? That this is the moment. This is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why are Yosef's bones so centered? What is it saying? There's some message not to always getting out of Mitzrayim. The Atzmas Yosef that are a message that are the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In matter of fact, the Yamsuf, we know Ayom Rav Ayonis, what it's see, Arayna Shal Yosef. This Yosef's bones caused Kriyas Yamsuf. This Yosef's bones, Vayikach es Atzmas Yosef, right by, you see, what's Atzmas Yosef by Yetzias Mitzrayim? What is that? What does it represent? What does it mean? All the Shvatim bones were taken out. But each Shevet took out Yosef. Now, practically pshat, one can time it. Did Yosef have a Shevet to take out his bones? Yosef is like a Shevet and an Av, because two Shvatim come from Yosef. So Menashe and Ephraim, Menashe, Shevet took out Menashe's bones. Ephraim, was there any Shevet? Is Yosef an Av or a Tolda? See, an Av or a Ben is a big Inyan. What is Yosef at Tzadik? He has two Shvatim that come from him. So Shechem Echad Alachecha, Yosef is interesting, is an Av or a Tolda. It's interesting that the Tzivri from Yosef's bones, like Yaakov Avinu, was Gans Klal Yisrael. But what is this Atzmas Yosef that Moshe and the Sifornu says? I'm sorry?
Great.
Great. Rav Ezri says, Gevaldik. He was the Pashtus Hadvarim, we treat him like a Tolda. Good. Let those two Shvatim divvy up. So every Shevet has one Shevet to take him out. L'maisa, Menashe and Ephraim come from him. So let Menashe and Ephraim Sazam and let them each take out the bones of Menashe and Ephraim, and together they both take it out. There's a Shbeya Shbiyas Bnei Yisro. There's a Tzivui on Gan's Klal Yisro to take Atzmus Yosef. What does it mean? So I want to share with the Chevra a Neuridika Archaim HaKadosh. That's why we gather tonight to learn this Archaim HaKadosh. We've already learned Gishmak and stuff, but this Archaim HaKadosh is what I want to learn together tonight. And Archaim HaKadosh says, Niflu, what's the Mizeh? V'alisam is Atzmoisai Mizeh, from here. What's Zeh? Says the Archaim HaKadosh remarkably, that go back to Parshas Vayeshev, and when Yosef HaTzadik is looking for his brothers, as Achai Anoichi Mevakish, I'm looking for my brothers. Vayomer Ish, and he finds a Malach Gavriel, he finds an Ish. Nasui Mizeh. They've traveled from Zeh. Kishamati Anochdo, and I heard they're saying they're going to Doisan. It's a famous, did you ever ask a guy for directions and he like says, I call whenever I'm lost, Menachem Wiener has a memory you wouldn't believe. I've done this 3 times in my life now, I think 3 times where I was lost. I've lost many more times. But I call him up, he has a memory that's generational, B'li Guzma. And if could I give them, I memorized number 347-990-6363. I don't remember any numbers, but I know his, because if I'm lost, quick, 3 times he bailed me out. But he will tell me, on the right you're going to pass, and he says the streets, in 3 different places that he's not been a lot in his life. Well, one, he's been a lot in his life. The other 2 times, he was there a couple of times. But you could try this. Try now. A lot of people listening, they all know your number, Menachem. Tell him you love him too. But Lemaisa, he's bailed me out. He gives directions. Now, Menachem answers exact. He says, on the right, and he tells me the streets you pass. He tells me stores you're going to pass. But it's very famous when you ask directions and people give too much information. Go straight, and on the left side, you'll pass McDonald's. But keep going straight. Like, why'd you tell me that? Like, people stand, add extra stuff. By Menachem tells me, because I'm lost, so he's like comforting me. I know where you are. He tells me what stories you're going to see. But people give too much information when you ask for directions. Tell me how to go. You know, a guy starts telling you, well, on the way is a store. It's my favorite restaurant. I like eating there sometimes. Like, my family goes there. I'm very lost. I need to get somewhere. So you give me directions. Here, Yosef HaTzadik asked the Malach, where are my brothers? And he says, Nasu Mizeh, they traveled from here. That's of no consequence. They're not here. What do you tell them? They traveled from here. Just say, I heard them saying they're going to Dyson. That's the answer to your question. What does he say? Oh, shucks, they were here and they traveled. Says Chazal, says Rashi, that Nasu Mizeh means they're no longer brothers of yours. Mizeh means from the Achva. Now, why does Zeh mean from your Achva? From the brotherliness. The Malach was saying, Yosef, don't go to them. He was warning, Yosef HaTzadik, don't go to them. Nosui Mizeh, they're not your friends and they want to kill you. And Mizeh means from the Achvas. Now, Zeh happens to be Gematria 12, and they've traveled from 12, from the 12 Shvatim. So Nosui Mizeh, they've left Zeh. Zeh is the 12 Shvatim. The other pshat why Zeh is Achdus is because what is the Torah saying? That Yosef HaTzadik was looking as Achai Anoichi Mevakesh. He said, I'm looking for my brothers. So the angel said, Nasim Zeh. They've left as Achai Anoichi Mevakesh. Zeh, this is means the thing that Yosef HaTzadik just said as Achai Anoichi Mevakesh. O Metzeus, if I want my brothers, I care about my brothers, I'm looking. So Nasi Mizeh, oh, that ship has sailed. The Achai Anoichi Mevake ship. That's what Zeh means. Zeh, this. What's this? What Yosef HaTzadik was talking about. What was he talking about? Achai Anoichi Mevakesh. So Zeh Nasi Mizeh, he says, whoa. Picture the conversation. Yosef HaTzadik sees this Malach and he says, I want my brothers. I'm checking. Achai Anoichi Mevakesh. I'm seeking my brothers. I love them. I care about them. I'm looking after them. Achai Anoichi Mevakesh. Said the Malach, Nasu Mizeh. They've left that. They've left this. That ship has sailed. That's Achai Anoichi Mevakesh ship. They want to kill you. They're not as Asachay, Anoichi Mevakish, Nosui Mizeh. Either Mizeh means from the 12 Shvatim, Zeh Gematria 12. Mizeh means from what you just said, Asachay, Anoichi Mevakish. Sifsei Chacham says the different Shvatim. So Nosui Mizeh, they've left Zeh. What Zeh, Asachay, Anoichi Mevakish? They've left that. Says Dorchai Makadosh, when Yosef HaTzadik said, take my bones, Mizeh Itchem. That which you were nasui mizeh, remember mizeh, is nasui mizeh. You've left zeh, bring back etchem. Take my bones with you. Says the Archaim HaKadosh Naira that the bones of Yosef on Klai Yisrael represent the reuniting of Klai Yisrael. Bring me, nas, mizeh etchem. From that, mizeh means nasui mizeh. The mizeh, the from zeh that you left, etchem. I want you to fix it up. Take my bones, what you Klai Yisrael. I'm not asking my Shevet. All the other Shvatim are going to take their own Shevet's bones. And the Shevet they come for, their bones. I'm asking at the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mizeh Etchem. Leave the Nasi Mizeh in a display of Etchem with us. As Anoichi Mevakish. As Achai Anoichi Mevakish. I'm with my brother. I'm caring for my brother. Yosef's with us now. Says the Archaim HaKadosh, the Tzivui of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah that Moshe was busy with, the Chacham Lev Yikach mitzvah, the mitzvah that Moshe on behalf of Kol Yisrael was Isaac in at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was the mitzvah of Eschai Anoichi Mevakish, Etchem. No longer of a Nasui Mizeh, a complete tshuva on each fence for his own. A Nasui Mizeh, they're not looking for their brothers. Etchem. Back to Eschai Anoichi Mevakish, and that's the Tzivui B'Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Tzivui B'Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim is Eschai Anoichi Mevakish. My brother is with me. Gans Klal Yisrael bringing Yosef, representing Achdus Yisrael, the unity of Klal Yisrael. And the Yam Rav Ayani Suai Reina Shal Yosef, there's Achdus Yisrael, Ayanis, the Yam splits, Klal Yisrael's Tzazam, we're together. The Yetziah Mi Mitzrayim. The Yetziah Mi Mitzrayim is the goof of the Achdus. That's Neira in our lives. That's relevant to every single one of us. Our whole lives are about getting out of Mitzrayim. And the Yisayit of Yetzias Mitzrayim, L'tayvi Yavak Esh Nifrid. Mitzrayim and the place of stuck is a person's all about himself. Selfishness is the root of all chet, his selfishness. And the path out of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a guy cares about his wife, his children, his neighbor. That's the path out of Mitzrayim. It's fascinating to me. I don't need to bring rayas from Chochmas Hagoyim. Zero. The Torah needs no, there's no Yehuda Vahid Lekra, there's no Chochmas Hagoyim. Chochmas Hagoyim Tamen, but Torah is not, and we have Torah. But it's fascinating to me that in the world of people trapped, what they always tell a guy is call a chaver. Always. That if make a friendship, call somebody up. The person struggling with taiva, connect to somebody else. They always, you can ask, everybody knows that the way out of a person's own entrapments is call a friend, call up a friend. I've advised this countless times, call up a friend. You're stuck, call a chaver. You'd think, what's the friend going to say? The friend has to be friends with you. And when there's friendship, that is the antidote to Mitzrayim. Vayikach es atzmas Yosef. That the way out of Mitzrayim is atzmas Yosef. And the Archaim HaKadosh says atzmas Yosef represents that which nasui mizeh. When they rejected Yosef, now we're taking Gans Klal Yisrael swore that we're achroi for atzmas Yosef. Is that responsibility one for another? We're coming back to Eschai Anoichi Mevakish. That which we rejected, Nasui Mizeh. Now it's Mizeh Etchem. Now we left that Nasui Mizeh back to Etchem. We're together as one. The Atzmas Yosef, that's Gans Klai Yisrael said, we're all Achrei. They're not leaving behind one soldier. We're leaving none behind. And Bedafka Gans Klai Yisrael. Each Shevet took out their own bones of their Shevet. Of course, every Shevet marked who they were. And the Yetzias Mitzrayim is to know who you are and what you're about for certain. But the second nekud of Yetzias Mitzrayim, knowing who you are, that's a big aid to get out of Mitzrayim. That's necessary. And carrying the bones of your Sheva, which all 12 Shvatim did, Remember Yosef, it's two Shvatim. They had Menashe and Ephraim. Every Shevet carried the bones of its leader. And of course, that represent the knowledge of who they were. But Gans Klal Yisrael made a Shvua, the Atzmas Yosef. And that was Mitzvah and incumbent on Gans Klal Yisrael. The Atzmas Yosef. And the Atzmas Yosef represents the Achrayis one for another. That we're all responsible for the next person. Es Achay Anoich Mevakish. A change from the Nasi Mizeh back to Etchem, back together with us, Tzam. Al Tzam, together, unified as one. That's the path out of Mitzrayim. The place of Mitzrayim is the person's ensnared in the trap of loneliness, of selfishness, of me, myself, alone. And by Yikachas Atzmas Yosef, Moshe Rabbeinu, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, took Atzmas Yosef and led the charge out of Mitzrayim with a tremendous sense of unity, of loyalty, of caring and concern for Esachay Anoichim Mevakish. That power got us out of Mitzrayim. That power caused the Yam to split. Esachay Anoichim Mevakish. Incredible Archaim HaKadosh. It fits very, very well with another Archaim HaKadosh, who speaks about, and I promise to talk about it a little, it's not tonight. Tonight I want to focus on that. But Be'ez Hashem will have yet times to discuss the two Yitzias Mitzrayim, an amazing Parshas B'Shalach, we're told by Hashem, go back. Pella. We went back, and we went back to the place, to Pisaim. We went right back to Pisaim. Picheiros is Pisaim. We used to be that Pisaim was the place where we worked our head off, Pisaim in Ramses, slave labor. Hashem said, go back to Picheiros. It's called Picheiros because the place we used to serve, we came back free. The exact place where you worked, I want you to go back. We were all scratching it, go back. And the Archaim HaKadosh explains that the first Yitzias Mitzrayim was a gift from God. It's from Hashem. We let it took the Nisim and we walked out. Hashem said, go back and leave again. This time you have to earn it with Emunah. Because this time the Mitzrayim are going to chase us. This time we're going to stand by the Yam Suf stuck. Not knowing Mitzrayim bearing down the Yam in front of us. And through Klal Yisrael's Emunah will be Zeich to Kriyas Yam Suf. When we left Mitzrayim, there was no activity from us. It was Kulay Chesed Hashem. But now Hashem said, go back in. You tasted Cheiros. Go back to Pisaim. Go back to Picheiros. And now you're going to leave again. Just this time, Paro is going to chase you. And this time it's going to require Emunah and you're going to earn it this time. That's the second day's Pesach. The first day's Pesach is gifted by Hashem. And in the relationship Hashem gives, it's the story of our whole life. It's the story of gifts of Ruchnias when we feel it, when we're excited. Then it gets taken away, and then we do it when it's hard. It's a continuous story of our lives. The first day Pesach, second days. First day, second days. The first day is when we're excited and fired up, all gifted by Hashem, valuable and precious. Then it gets taken away. You go back to Mitzrayim. I'm stuck again, and this time you get out and you earn it with faith. You jump in. When you're stuck and challenged and there's no answers, the Mitzrayim are bearing down. I can get stuck, and this time with Emunah, I earn it. That's the story of the first and second days. If it's Meyerdik, that at this point of us earning it is Atzmas Yosef. That we leave Mitzrayim with Atzmas Yosef, we bring along, we're armed with Atzmas Yosef. And the Atzmas Yosef represents the Etchem. Represents we leave Mitzrayim, but we bring Atzmas Yosef. We bring a Kayach of Etchem that we have to bring later on into our furthering Avodas Hashem. We bring this power of Etchem. I wanted to share this with the Chevra of leaving with the Atzmas Yosef. And this Nekuda always of leaving the Mitzrayim of all the difficulties always is that as Achei Anoichi Mevakish, is to care about the next person, is to fight selfishness. It says, "Chesed ve'emes yichup aravim." What purifies sin is chesed. Chesed and emes, two components. The emes we're learning is knowing who we are, is the atzmais of our own shevet. That's be'emes yichup aravim, learning Torah, getting back to who we are. But be'chesed ve'emes yichup aravim, the chesed is the commitment that's achay anoichi mevakish. And we leave atzmas Yosef, we all left with two bones, the bones of our own shevet and Yosef's bones. The Yosef bones is Esachay Anoichim Mevakish, armed with those two things, B'chesed uve'emes, Yichup Aravim, that purifies sin, that's the antidote to Mitzrayim. To the Mitzrayim is the caring and the concern and the open-mindedness to care about the next soul, care about the next neshama, to think and care about the next neshama. Hashem Kayachim Yisrael.